Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
Hey, and away we go. Welcome to show number 2,757. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, Woman Fox, and my cock.
Montgomery!
And you are in the men's room. On tap today, here come the bad jokes, bitches. The return of Ted versus the FCC. Get ready to play Profile This. What's headlines, a men's room shot of the day, fun listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Click clack, drinking and drunk.
All right, here we go. 75-year-old Indiana man baked pot cookies for his church, and he has now been ordered by a judge to stay out of trouble. Meanwhile, a bar in Manhattan has banned a word, and if you say it, they will kick you out on the double. Good times at Gay Paris as 52 baboons escape Paris Zoo. A diplomat claims an immunity in Canada when his rent is 2 months due. And survey says we should all be managers at In-N-Out Burger. And it's all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, in a recent interview, Oprah Winfrey, not Oprah McGillicuddy, but in a recent interview, Oprah says that she will not run for president because, quote, she doesn't have the DNA for it. We do not care what Oprah's going to do. But her DNA comment, that got us thinking, what is in your DNA? Now, look, for some people, what's in your DNA might be a male pattern baldness, diabetes, and sausage fingers. For others, it might be excessive hairiness, buck teeth, and heart disease. Or maybe, just maybe, you're a stunningly attractive person who's in perfect health. And a lot of times, it has to do more with your DNA than any damn thing you did. But DNA, your heritage, it's an inescapable truth of being you. And sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Your big ears or nose or endless forehead or the hairy toe knuckles. Look, man, it's not your fault. It's in the genes. Look, there's even a dating service now that matches you by DNA. We'll explain their science behind it a little later, but they say there's 11 genes specifically that would make you attractive to someone else. But first, let's talk DNA. Here is our question. Go ahead, look in the mirror if you have to think about it. Maybe you're aware of it.
The men's room with Miles and Thrill.
All of it, y'all, and away we go. Welcome to show number 2,762. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Here come the bad jokes, bitches. The drunk in charge, Ryan Castle, will be in to kick off the bad jokes right before we drink a toast with a shot of the day. The exciting return coming up of Ted versus the FCC and another round of Profile This. And today we're going to talk about things that, man, you just did not need to see one way or another. There's all kinds of things that you wish that you could get engraved out of the back of your mind. There's a picture there. It's never going away. Mm-hmm. It's one that will be forever instilled, regardless of whatever the situation was. Good, bad, ugly, you will always remember that. But the ones you seem to remember the most are the ones that are the worst.
Yeah, it's like getting a song stuck in your head. It's never a song you like.
No, it's not.
You know? And the image is firmly burned in my head, without even the whole story. Homeless guy's penis. I'm on the phone waiting for a bagel. And this dude, he turns the corner, because he has to pee, but he turns the corner, his pants are already open. And I don't know, it looked like a pasty hot dog, and I only saw it for like 1 second, but for some reason, in that moment that I saw it, it's a weekday morning, I'm just trying to get a bagel to go to work. I'm like, God damn it, man, I don't want to see your D.
We were outside,
the only one that bugged me was a huge, massive pile of human excrement over the drain of a communal shower. And all I had wanted to do was take a shower, and I just remember walking into this room. You're already happy there's no one else in there, and it kind of has a bit of a barrier wall, and as you kind of round the corner, Just there it is. And I can't explain why it's burned so vividly in my mind, but it was very much this kind of moment. You know what I mean? Like,
because you're not going to feel like you're clean when you're done.
Well, I wasn't clean. Well, I didn't take a shower. I'm like, I can't do this. But I can't, and it sounds stupid. Of all the things, I saw my kids born, all this stuff. But even more than that, a pile of human poop sitting over a drain in a communal shower is firmly burned into my head, man.
Yeah. There was,
communal showers would be tough.
Yeah, but that's not what I expect. I expect, like, crap, there's a bunch of people in there. Maybe there's even guys in there having sex. Look, I don't care, but a pile of crap. Like, I can't explain how deflating it
was. We were outside smoking a cigarette, and some guy sat down, and half his ass fell out of his pants, and he didn't seem to mind. I swear to God, it was at least 6 inches worth of crack.
At least.
On the top. Now, but when you go and you work out at a gym, and you go into the locker room, man, you will see it, because it's just, there are certain people who have decency, who have the ability to cover up in the right situations, that don't go over the top as far as their nudity is concerned. And then you have the other group that just doesn't care. They have a leg up on the sink.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're cutting their toenails, or their boys hanging down, or whatever the deal is. Like, sometimes I think just going to the gym, you see more things in a locker room that you didn't want to see than you do in normal day-to-day life, so to speak. Granted, you're seeing random strangers naked, but at the same time, it's just a lot of stuff you don't want to see.
You don't want to see it, but you're prepared. You expect it to be there. You know what I mean?
That's an appropriate place for that to happen.
You don't want to see it, but it probably doesn't burn in your brain the same. It's one thing to walk into a gym and there's a naked guy standing there, and you go, "Ah, damn, sorry, man." It's different to open the door to your home and there's a naked guy standing there.
There's a bunch of people.
But the first time I went to a gym, like, and in my high school, like, we just kept equipment and stuff in the showers. For whatever reason, people just didn't really shower there. So my uncle insisted me and my cousin Tom went to the gym with his gym and then take the shower. And he's just like, I can't believe you guys never been in a shower with another group of people. Like, we're taking a shower today.
Group shower day.
Right. So I'm like, all right. So me and my cousin Tom, we're a little bit nervous, all right? We've never been in the group shower.
Yeah. But you've never showered with a bunch of other men before.
Right.
Or anyone, for that matter.
Yes. So, you're right. I expected nudity. But when we walked in, there's like an 80-year-old dude bent over.
Oh.
And his hands are just washing his...
He's washing his butt?
Like, very specifically.
Oh.
Right?
God.
Oh, yeah.
So, while the nudity was expected, like, okay, I can picture that guy right now.
He's burning your head?
Yeah, you know, he's like an Ohio State football player. Like, you walk in, like, Buckeye.
Mm-hmm. I will, man.
Damn.
I was visiting my grandmother, and she was in the hospital. And at this point in time, she wasn't in the best of shape. And the room that she was in kind of operated like a NICU or a PICU. In other words, it was a bigger room. The nurses were in that room. There were 10 patients in there. And because of where she was in her stage, she needed to have constant monitoring, and it wasn't too much longer that she was going to be around, kind of thing. So I go in there, and I don't realize the severity of the situation. And it was strange because at some point in time,
how old were you?
I was like 13, 12. Okay. Either way, it was one of those deals where I was on that line of a kid being allowed in this room.
Right.
You know, but I think with the situation of where my grandmother was, they're like, all right, yeah, you can go in there. So this is this guy, and he was, like, directly across from my grandmother. Now, keep in mind, you know, like, the beds are facing each other. So he's over there, and he's just moaning, like, and he's got a hospital gown on, right? But his knees are also up in the air. Like, he's got his, like, legs up, kind of like he's about ready to give birth. You know what I mean? Knees up, spread out, and I look over, and I think I saw the biggest, droopiest set of testicles that I had ever seen in my life. And I could not believe the size of these testicles.
Oh.
And he's over there, like, moaning and stuff. And I looked over, and I'm like, oh, my God. Like, they were, like, laying on the bed by themselves.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you ever seen a dog with a real long tongue and it just kind of hangs out like that? That's kind of what they look like. They were,
they weren't even hanging at that point.
No,
they were resting.
Yeah, they were resting on the bed. I mean, they had a long way to go to get there. But they were still, but the thing was that he was out of it. And so the entire time, as I'm sitting there talking to my grandma, and like, look, this is the last time I'm really going to have a conversation.
What
with my
you
grandma.
Remember?
The only thing I can
the
remember.
The thing burned into your head.
Is this dude's giant testicles.
So this is the last time you talked to your
like,
grandmother.
Like,
but.
Even I remember when I came out. I mean, like, I think it was like my grandfather. Somebody said, like, you know, how was it? How is she doing? I'm like, dude, this guy's balls are huge.
Right.
You know, like, he's just showing them. I'm like, and his gown is open. And my mom's like, or somebody was like, yeah, well, you know. So she goes, and I think she probably caught wind of this, too. My grandmother couldn't see that far. I don't think she knew what was going on. But
I bet you she could.
By this point in time, like, his gown is above his knees.
He's just
wearing it as a skirt, right. Or a shirt, basically. And just everything is just hanging out, and his legs are wide open. You know what I mean? I'm just like, and there was a curtain that you could pull all the way around this guy. I don't know why I just didn't get up and pull the curtain around him, but...
You're frozen.
Right, I'm just
you're
like,
what's,
at an old
what's
man
proper and, etiquette?
Oh, my God, yeah. You know?
Hey, I'm tired of staring at your testicles, so I'm closing the curtain.
The whole time he was moaning and being like, oh! And I think, I know why you're hurting, man. Your testicles are weighing your life down.
Right.
Well, especially when you're that age. Like, I always tell a story. There was a guy named Frank Smith who was not related to my family.
That means you don't like this guy, do you?
He was a family friend. Everybody thought he was related to us. Yeah, again, this is my one uncle that really liked the guy. But he had an Audi that was so big. And I remember, like, seeing him in a hallway, like, stairwell. And this was the high school that my dad, my uncles had all gone to. And he starts talking to me, like, you're the other Smitty's kid, right? But I can't stop staring that he has a second penis. Right? Because I'm a child, so it doesn't dawn on me this could be his belly button. And then I remember telling my brother, and he was like, that's Frank Smith. It's not a second penis, you idiot. Just... don't, like, but to this day, I mean, I could see that thing.
You can see Frank's penis.
Yeah, because, dude, it was like...
Frank's second penis.
Like, that thick, like, hanging there.
Oh,
like,
they didn't do a very good job when they cut that umbilical cord.
No.
57-year-old man faces indecent exposure and other charges in Orange County after working out at his apartment complex's gym while naked from head to toe. A consultant at the apartments off Rio Grande Avenue told deputies she was informed of a naked man in the complex's gym just before 10 a.m. on a Wednesday. The consultant arrived at the gym to find Carrie Haynes, a tenant, who was naked and utilizing every machine in the gym. The consultant alerted a maintenance worker who told deputies he arrived to find Haynes riding a stationary bike. He was nude, without even socks or shoes, the worker said. Informed that the police were coming, Haynes immediately left the gym. After deputies arrived at the complex, they were flagged down by a man who told them the same naked guy was lying in the grass and masturbating near a pond. A deputy found Haynes near the pond, still masturbating, according to the report.
No.
Deputies handcuffed Haynes, then took him to the apartment where he got dressed without incident. He was booked and put in jail on charges of exposure of sexual organs, disorderly conduct, and indecent exposure. They let his ass go for the grand total of...
$600. $600.
Deputies, by the way, also interviewed a landscaper who said he saw Haynes wandering the complex several times that morning, always naked. Landscaper said he also saw Haynes urinate in the community swimming pool.
Oh!
The leasing consultant told deputies Haynes had been engaged in similar behavior for about 2 weeks or so.
And $600 got his ass out.
The complex is in the process of evicting him from his apartment, according to the report.
So, I can work out naked, walk down to a pond and masturbate, and for $600 I'm out of jail?
That's
almost worth it.
That's chump change.
And the thing about peeing in a pool, you got to be in the pool to
be in
the pool.
It should be $600 just to re-drain the pool and put new water in there. You know what I mean?
Man, you know he's not the only person to pee in the pool.
I know that, but when you stand up and pee in the pool, it's different than being submerged in the water and peeing.
It's not. It's all about... No.
Because it foams up.
It's how it's perceived. Like, if I jump in the pool and pee in it,
right.
I can tell you, hey, man, I'm peeing. But as long as I'm in there, people go, oh, man, that's messed up.
Now, if I step
out of the pool, turned around, and peed back in...
Then you're
totally different. It's completely different. Number one, you're standing there peeing. Number two, I can see your penis.
All right, not only that, but you're making bubbles.
Well, you don't have to look.
You're making bubbles.
Like turn away, everyone.
When you're in the pool, you're not making bubbles.
Yeah.
When you're up peeing on top, I'm going to have
a foam pee
bubble cloud on top of the pool.
Well, if you move it enough.
It's not the same.
That's what people that are insane do.
Listen, I'm saying the end result is no different. It's just about, Dad, you put it best once. You said, look, it's like words, okay? So if you say, hey, man, why don't you come over and hang out with my kids? And you say, you know what? I love kids. I got no problem with that. Hey, Ted, why don't you come over this weekend and hang out with the kids? I love kids. Well, now you're not going to go, right? Exact same statement. So if I just read your quote, people wouldn't understand why I said, hey, man, Ted's not allowed in my house. So to me, that's all it is that people know you're peeing in a pool. But you know damn well if you see me in a pool, either I am peeing actively, I'm going to pee in the near future, or I've peed recently.
Agreed. I know that.
But if I step out, turn around, you step out, pee into it.
Yeah.
That makes you a psychopath. If you were in the pool, you have a right to pee in the pool, I think. If you want to do that. I don't do that personally.
Well, let's not say right.
You can. No one will know.
But if you're standing up on the outside,
peeing into the pool from the top, man, there's just... That's same pool, same pee. Same water, same everything.
Right.
But it's just not the same.
We now have an appearance by an unwanted penis.
That's true. That's true. Okay, what if I turn my back to you, but still kind of like...
No.
And then pee into the pool.
How you turn your back to me? Now you're just peeing on the deck.
Right. It's all right, but it's not in the pool.
Pooping, I don't think, matters as much. I think you could drop logs off the edge, and if you pooped in the pool while you're swimming, people would just both be disgusted each way.
People would be disgusted, but again, in the pool, we assume you had an accident. If you're in the pool and I see a turd float out of you, I'm like, oh boy. If you got out of the pool, dropped ashore, aimed your ass back over the pool and unloaded, I'd be like, well, now he's just being an ass.
Same thing.
Right. I think it's entirely different.
Okay.
I think I would just, if I saw a dude at the pool get up and like go to the corner and just drop, like start peeing in the corner, I'd be more okay with that than seeing somebody pee in the pool.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
To see the arc, to hear the splash.
Right.
When did you not need to see that? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Blake. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, the thing I didn't need to see was when I was about 11, we were, castrating the pigs, our pigs that we had. And so we waited a little long to... castrate them, so they were probably about 60-80 pounds, and so we had them up on the bed of the truck, and my brother was sitting on the chest of the pig holding his hind leg, and my mom had my dad's skinning knife, and she was gonna cut the sack.
Oh,
and then,
I don't even care, it sounds even terrible. You don't care if you're a pig or not. It sounds awful.
Yeah, it is pretty awful. So, anyway, you cut it, and then you pull it out and all this stuff. So, anyway, she went to do that, and, of course, the pig jolted when she got close and knocked her hand upward. And so my mom said that after the fact, of course, she thought she hit my brother's wrist, and she was waiting for, like, in the movies, how when something sharp cuts something, it takes a few seconds, and then it starts draining blood.
Yeah.
And... she was waiting for that, and it never happened, but she hit the hamstring of the pig, and so then we took it off, off the bed, and just the way it was, like, trying to walk around on this limp leg, it really hit me pretty hard, and I, like, felt terrible, like I was sick almost.
Yeah,
like,
we feel goddamn
down.
Terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, you just unloaded the freaking storm cloud, man. So wait, was it also castrated? So it's limping around on a bad leg and it's been castrated?
No, not yet. It hadn't happened because it jolted, so it just got its hamstring cut.
You gotta stop saying hamstring, talking about the pig.
Yeah, exactly. It's his ham, man.
I mean, it's a serious story.
I know.
The pig has a hamstring.
I know. Of course, the pig has a hamstring.
Yes, of course.
More than any other animal.
Did you
have a hamstring?
Did you stop eating pork product after that?
Oh no!
Oh no! Hell no! That didn't stop
me. Oh no! I felt bad for a minute.
I had a chipped ham sandwich right afterward.
How often do you have to castrate pigs, and how many pigs on average were you castrating?
Well, the litter can go up to like 12 of them. I don't exactly recall, but it was a yearly thing, and it just depends how many males you had.
Yes, I guess I don't know. That part I got.
I guess you can't just call a pig castrator to come over, can you?
I'm sure you could, but we always did it by ourselves.
I wouldn't do that. That's where I...
Wait, you just use the buck. Like, there's no particular, like,
I mean, I try a
medical instrument. It was just like, hey, man, scissors. Grab the buck knife and cut this thing off.
Most people use pork chops.
If you want me to get into it, I can tell you how we did it.
No. There's people that need to eat and stuff.
Including myself.
They want to get a pork chop when they get home, and that's not how they're doing it.
And what do you call a pig after you've castrated? Doesn't it get a different name? Like, it's not a hog anymore, it becomes a something. Like, a castrated pig has some...
So a hog has got testicles? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, basically. And when you castrate it, I won't say it gets a different name.
I couldn't tell you. I haven't done it in so many years. It's been a long time.
It's just like riding a bike. You can castrate that pig in no time.
They call him a barrow.
A barrow?
Barrow. B-A-R-R-O-W.
So yeah, it's a sow. No, it's a different... Sow's a chick.
All right.
She never had testicles.
I feel so terrible for the pig.
I did not know how bad I would feel.
It's like, look, man,
until he finished that story.
I know I'm going to be eaten eventually. But.
Here's the part that he missed in his own story, though. He goes, man, and I get it, just the image of now this pig is struggling because you cut, Ted, wait for it, the hamstring. Jesus Christ.
So you picture this being the string that they wrap a ham around?
No, it's just such a terrible story.
Butcher's twine.
I can't stop laughing. It's a pig with a hamstring.
But he's like, man, I felt bad for this pig because it's got a hamstring. And I'm like, this pig's like, but I still have my balls. Like, don't worry. You know what I mean? Don't worry about my kid. I will limp. I do not need your sympathy.
When did you not need to see that? 844-999-OLA. More of your calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Coming up, the return of Ted versus the FCC. Our question, when did you not need to see that? We go to Sydney, Australia.
Hello.
A Sydney man has been charged with offensive behavior as well as willful and obscene exposure after police alleged he twice wiggled his penis at a fellow resident in his apartment block.
Oh, he's part of the Wiggles.
About 4:30 on Saturday, the accused man, aged in his 40s, was living in DY in Sydney's Northern Beach when he allegedly heard swearing and yelling while he was watching TV in his flat. A fellow resident walked out to see what the noise was all about before the accused allegedly exposed himself to the man for about 40 seconds before pulling his shorts back up. This was allegedly in full view of other residents. After being advised to calm down, the man allegedly exposed himself again to the resident. Police were called, and the man was later charged. Originally published as man charged with alleged penis wiggling. From Sydney, Australia there. All right, question. When did you not need to see that? 844-999-OLA.
A couple of comments that have come in. It says first, oh, you guys are so funny. Make people think about stuff they're trying to forget. Meanies.
Oh,
hey, watch your language. Hey, kids, listen to the show. We don't use terms like meanies.
Meanies.
What I did not need to see was the adult shows at Pattaya, Thailand.
Oh.
I can just believe. I don't know anything about them, but I believe
100%. What have you, I mean, just in a roundabout way, what have you heard?
Well, listen to what he said. The adult shows in Thailand.
Yeah. I mean, right. That's
don't let your imagination run wild, I guess. I mean, anything that we could.
It's Thailand, man. You know what I mean?
Like, I don't know, yeah. I mean,
he's saying I don't need. And, like, everything I think of when I think of Thailand, he just corroborated by making.
I just go to the beaches there. They're so beautiful.
That's the only reason anyone goes. This guy says, I can never unsee combat. God bless you, man. You're right. One thing I wish I could never see is two ugly people kissing. I know they can't help being ugly, sure, but stay out of public. Jesus.
Do you hate the couple that's just making out? I mean, just making out. I mean, you can, look, they're younger. They're obviously into each other. It's a new relationship. You see signs of someone who's been in relationships before, and you look at it, and it's just like you're disgusted, but at the same time, you kind of wish it was you.
Well, sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I did it last week.
But you saw someone like...
Just tell they were a newer couple.
Right.
So they were kind of all over each other.
I thought you were saying making out with
someone. Yeah. But it's fun to see... Not fun, but it's like... I think I'm pissed off at their overall level of happiness.
I got ham.
Oh, that's what
you
it
know
is,
what I'm saying?
Dude,
I think I'm just pissed off because they're real happy. And they like being
nobody
with each
cares
other.
About
I wasn't pissed at him. It was just blatantly out in my head. I was like... That's got to be a new relationship.
Right.
Like,
yes.
Couples just don't make out like that in the bar.
And they're going to get laid within, 10 minutes of getting home. You guys are happier than I am, so F you.
Yeah, and our mutual friend said something like, I haven't seen him in a while. Like, yeah, because it's a new relationship. Been locked in the bedroom.
Let's see. My dad is getting old. He fell in the shower a couple of months ago. And I saw his junk. Didn't need to see that. It looked like Don King. And then finally this one.
It looked like Don King.
My father fell. He's getting old. He fell in the shower. Yeah, I saw his junk. When I was a kid, we had a full-length mirror behind the bathroom door, and I always wondered what the hell it was doing there. So I found out. My mom has a loud friend. You know the type. Bright colored clothes, no volume control, 5'3", 300 pounds, and has an opinion on every possible subject. So I'm 17, and I head into the bathroom to find my mom's friend bent over, cheeks spread wide, shaving her butt crack with my razor.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
He has it look like she shaved a strip into a dish scrubber pad. I've never seen anything like it since, thank God.
A strip into a dish scrubber pad.
That is the description that they gave.
I don't even want to watch
with your anymore. Razor, man. She shaved her butt crack with your razor.
That's, look, there's a little known
I would
fact.
Rather you get out of the pool and pee back into it.
Unfortunately, a razor seems like it's just fair game for everyone involved.
No, but it's not.
I know that, but it's not how fair it is. Game. It seems like it's one of those things
everybody
where
does it.
No one will know if I use this razor.
Yes, they will. You know what your hair looks like, right?
Yeah, but you try to rinse it off.
I've
real
used
good.
A girlfriend's razor to shave my face.
Sure, I mean, in a pinch, yeah, absolutely.
Do you shave anything else on your body?
Sometimes I'll trim my armpits.
Okay.
All right. But only with someone else's razor, right? See, that would be my rule. If I want to clean up the boys, like, I'm not using my razor.
Well, I have a beard, but I have a beard trimmer. Yeah. I never trim my beard outside of my mustache at home.
Uh-huh.
I just trim pubes and armpit hair.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
But, like, my buddy used my beard trimmer once, right, in a pinch, and I didn't say anything. I said, you could use my beard trimmer. And he said, all right. Then he used it. And then when he was done, he looked at me and said, to be clear, I know you shave your junk with this. I needed to shave.
Fair enough.
And we never spoke of it again.
When did you not need to see that? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I used to work maintenance for a homeless shelter downtown Seattle. And went and knocked on this gentleman's door. They did long-term housing. And knocked on his door. He answered, told me to come in and walk in. And there's a naked man, gay man, watching gay porn. Pleasuring himself, and right as I opened the door, he relieved himself.
Oh, were you able to make eye contact with him?
For half a second, and the eeriest thing that makes me share still today
was the eye contact.
Was the eye contact and just the fact that
he finished?
I opened the door, started to pull my card in.
I don't know. He pulled out there because his phone broke up.
Yeah, basically, it's kind of like, I don't know, it's like opening a door and a bucket of water falls on your head. There's nothing you can do about the timing. My man opens the door just as this guy finished.
He could have paused.
No.
If you're that close, you're that
you
close.
You can give it a second.
No, man. No, man. He was that
he
close.
He could go tantric. All right.
A tantric masturbation.
Just got right. Tantric masturbation.
Takes me 4 hours.
Oh, yeah. It's like when Sting went solo. When did you not need to see that? 844-999-OLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.